the crater Dawes has got, starting from the top going down the rim, there's a kind of a light tan layer. It's a concentric layer that goes all the way around, and then you come into a lighter, it's almost to the white that it looks like on the hills, you know, around the landing site. And this first layer goes down maybe, let's see, if you look at the total distance in there, about a third of the distance, and then the white layer, concentric layer that goes all the way around, and this is in the western wall I'm looking at now, and it goes down to about a half of the distance, not quite half, the distance from the top of the rim down to the bottom. And then the lower portion of it, the lower half, a little better than a half really, is kind of a tannish gray, has a tannish gray albedo to it. It's all streaked. Of course, the bottom of the layer, bottom of the crater itself, is filled with oddly enough, it's the same color of material that's laying around the edges of the crater. It has some radial rings around it, which gives an indication of a sustenance of some kind that are sliding down the hill. That's really the first crater where I've been able to see any sort of layering in the walls. Now, the first layer, on the north side and also on the south side, in a dark brownish layer of the thing, you can see parts that are jagged and sticking out. In other words, there's a slight change in slope in it. It looks like it's a very steep slope, which would indicate that it's a fairly compacted type of material in the first layer. And then the slope changes in the white layer on down a little bit more. And the white layer seems to sort of combine and maintain the same type of slope as the dark grayish tan layer, the bottom, or from halfway down to the bottom of the crater.
Roger, Ron, did you tie in some of that eject the material to the layer at the very bottom of the crater, like an overturned slab or something?
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
I got you.
The ejected material is about the, yeah, the okay, here we come on, well, it's an odd angle, but I guess it'll work. Good, I want to get some of the 30, let's see. First one started at attack K. I'm gonna whip her back one and get one back the other way, because that's kind of a change in the color. The color of the area changes right at the attack K relative to the brown bounds. This, I forgot my old gauge here. It goes north of Millennius, doesn't it?
You come up Tac K and then you go right near Bessel E, up in, follow those ridges along into Bessel there, Bessel E rather.
Follow the rills? Okay.
You're north of Millennia, Menelaus, I guess.
Okay.
And you cross just a little
that's
bit south of
the
thickest gills. Say again, Ron.
Okay, south. I was going to say that's definitely a volcanic field or a deposition. And it's you have relief with it from Tac A on up to even Menelaus.
Roger, understand.
Bob, you say we cross to the south of Sulpicius Gallus?
Yeah, just about, just a little south of Sulpicius Gallus, and the Hemis Mountains, across the Hemis Mountains, and then you're right over D Caldera.
Okay. I think I got D Caldera a while back with the 250 lens, too.
Good show.
Now, these Hemis Mountains have the same color tones and what have you as the that field from Takeda to Menelaus.
When you're a little bit past D Caldera, you on the there's a line between the Sea of Vapors, Mare, and the Apennine Mountains. That's where you change to F2.8.
Okay. Yeah, this is pretty good. We're going to hit D Caldera now. Dark Halo Crater just to the west of D Caldera. It's about 1,200 meters or so in diameter, if my scale's right. It's about a fourth of the size of D Caldera.
Okay, Ron, I don't show that on my map.
Okay. I think it'll might be on the picture there, I'm not sure. I'll have to get a better look at it before.
Okay, and as you cross this Mare that you just to the west of D Caldera, you'll switch, as you get across and up into the Apennines, you switch to F2.8.
Okay. Well, Cannon Real sure got something sticking up on the west side of it there. Yeah, take a look at that picture. Looks like a spire sticking up on the left side because it creates a tremendous shadow. And it's a perfectly round, suppose that could be a crater.
Right.
Yeah, might be a crater. Right. 2.8 at a 250th.